1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
You DTPT?
Huh?
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Down to phone tap?
Oh, yeah.
Because of everything that's been going on in the world, the average worker has not had it easy.
No.
From layoffs to salary reductions, lack of job security, it's been really, really tough out there.
Yeah,
and a lot of workers are on edge. And that's why it's the perfect time for us to call one of them.
Ask them
to donate to a charity that's strongly supported by the company she works for.
Oh, no.
And not only are we going to ask her to give generously, but once she finds out exactly what type of charity this is, I'm pretty sure the only thing she's going to want to give is the middle finger.
Uh-oh.
You'll hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hey, Dawn. This is Mark Thompson with Corporate HR. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing great. I was just going down the employee list in your region here, and I saw that you donated to the company's charity of choice last year.
I think I did.
You did, and we just wanted to say thank you for doing that. And we noticed you didn't answer the email about this year's charity drive.
I don't think I got it. Hang on one second. Let me check.
Oh, no, look, it's okay. We can just handle this over the phone, because I'll let you know they've decided to change up where the proceeds are going to be going. And instead of doing the United Way, it's going to be a different organization this year.
Okay. What's the organization?
It's a new one. It's called CORE. And the company's really excited about this. We're 100% behind it.
CORE?
Yeah.
What do they do? Can you tell me a little bit more?
Sure. Well, CORE is an acronym. It stands for CEO Organizational Relief exclamation point.
Huh. That's interesting. So.
Yeah, it is, huh?
What exactly does that mean?
You know, with everything that went on in the world last year, life hasn't been easy for anyone, especially for our CEO. So this is going to be our way of being able to give back to him and thank him for all the sacrifices that he's made.
What?
You still with me?
The CEO of our company?
Yeah, Robert.
Okay, so let me kind of wrap my head around this. So our company has a new charity, and all the proceeds go to Robert, the CEO?
Exactly. CEO Organizational Relief exclamation point. So how much do you think you'd like to donate?
Why would I give money to our CEO? He makes millions of dollars a year. Like, I can't even understand. I'm kind of...
Okay, well, let's put this in perspective, Dawn. I know everybody has had it hard, but I think our CEO has probably gone through the toughest time of anyone in the whole company.
Really? You know, a lot of us took pay cuts.
Yes, and that was very hard for Robert to take.
What?
The mental toll that he experienced signing all those smaller paychecks, that was unprecedented.
Mental toll?
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me that we're paying for his therapy? A multimillionaire.
Again, though, Dawn, this isn't about all layoffs and salary reductions, which I know you personally experienced.
Exactly. I did personally experience that. So that's why none of this makes sense.
Well, first of all, Robert is very grateful that you were willing to go through that. But this is also about the drastic lifestyle changes that he's suffered.
Oh, there's people that are facing eviction because they lost their jobs.
Robert was one of those people. He lost two of his mansions.
You've got to be kidding me. His lifestyle changes are completely different than a lot of people.
But he suffers just as much as the average person. Like, you know, he has an annual trip to the Maldives, and they usually stop off at Turks and Caicos. But this year, he could only go to Caicos, not Turks. Could you imagine?
Oh, poor multimillionaire CEO Robert and his fancy trips and expensive houses. Poor him.
I know. I felt horrible about it, too, when I found out.
Oh, my God. I cannot even believe this is a real conversation right now.
I cannot believe it either, Dawn. So can I put you down for $200 or $300 maybe? $400 would put you into the platinum level.
What the hell does freaking platinum level mean?
Oh, well, that guarantees you job security for at least 6 months.
What?
Because Robert does see who donates and exactly how much.
No.
So I want you to keep your job.
I'm pretty sure this is illegal. And matter of fact, I'm probably going to own one of Robert's mansions at the end of this when I contact my lawyer.
Okay, so is that a yes or a no on the donation?
That's a big no.
Oh, okay. Well, that's unfortunate news. I'm probably going to have to tell Robert about this directly.
You know what? I really hope you do. Matter of fact, I want to get the chance to talk to him about it myself. How about that?
That sounds great. And maybe Colleen can join you on that conversation so that we can all be in on the prank call together. How does that sound?
Colleen?
Well, Colleen's the one that asked me to call you to do this prank phone call. Because my name's actually Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
And we're doing a phone tap on you. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Colleen emailed us. She said the two of you were complaining to each other about how your company was cheap. And we thought CORE would be a perfect charity for you to donate to.
Do you know how mad I was? Oh, my God. I was ready to strangle you over the phone.
I didn't even get to tell you. Robert had to downgrade his yacht from 3 jet skis down to just 2.
Get out of here. Oh, my goodness.
But I guess we'll just deal with that charity next year.
Oh, my God.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.